自己。
It's an honor for me to be here with you.
我非常荣幸今天跟大家在一起。
Pastor James and Pastor Alex told me that your theme this year is experiencing God, talking about how do we experience God daily.
所以呢，两位长老跟我分享今年我们教会的主题是每日与主同行，经历神。
I think when you and I think about experiencing God, the most immediate thing is about reading the Bible, praying, going to church.
所以我想我们讲到经历神，我们马上想到的就是读经、祷告、去教会。
And as I was praying, asking God, what should I share?Today,
我向神祷告，今天我要跟大家分享什么呢？
And God led me to share with us today how do we experience God through obedience.
神就引领我思想如何透过顺服来经历神。
Probably one of the most well-known passages used speaking of mission, in missions conference or any evangelistic Catholic movement is the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20.
可能最广为人知的一段经文，包括我们在福音大会、宣教大会常常引用的是马太福音28章。
Now this is not a sermon on Great Commission, but I want to point out a part of the Great Commission that often get overlooked.
今天我们不是要重点在这大使命，但是我要指出其中有一个常常被我们忽略的一方面。
Because when we look at the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, the go therefore make disciples of all nations tends to be the sign up that everyone sees or hears.
在这个大使命经文提到要去使万民做我的门徒。
And then almost trail off the voice after that, go make disciples of all nations. Then we go baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
然后后面的常常我们就含糊的讲过去了，奉父子圣灵的灵给他们施洗。
And then still a weaker voice maybe to the last part is teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you.
然后在后面呢，可能更小声的就是说，吩咐他们我吩咐你们的一切都要教导他们遵守。
And a lot of times when we look at that phrase, we actually miss out on some of the words in that verse.
所以呢，我们读这一个经节的时候呢，常常忽略其中的几个字眼。
Because as Chinese churches, as by and large evangelical churches, we value teaching and the knowledge of God.
因为呢，作为华人教会、福音教会，我们常常很强调教导和神的话语。
And oftentimes when we read that, we say all we remember is teaching them, and then we stop.
所以我们读这个经节的时候，常常看到说教导他们，然后就停止了。
And we think that by making disciples means we're going to teach them the word of God.
所以我们想使万民做我的门徒，就是教导他们神的话语。
That is true.
没错。
That's why I'm here to preach.
所以我今天要来证道。
But then look carefully what the verse says. It says teaching them to do something, to observe all that I've commanded you.
但是大家注意看一下，经节说要教导他们什么。教导他们遵守我吩咐你们的一切。
The word observe kind of obscure sometimes because we don't use that word in the same sense that Jesus is using here.
我们有的时候对这个 observe 就是遵守这个话可能没有正确的理解。
The Chinese translation is better. Actually means obey.
对，这里英文原文是观察，但是中文翻译说了遵守更正确。
Some other English translation has it as teaching them to obey.That's where the real translation ought to be, not passively observe.
更接近原意的翻译就应当是遵守，而不是很就是坐在那里观察。
That we as people of God to grow a disciple of Christ ought not to be just about accumulating knowledge.
作为基督的门徒，我们不单只是要积累关于神的知识。
That the knowledge needs to lead to obedience.
对神话语的了解应该要引发我们去遵守他的话语。
And that's where the word gets tricky.
所以呢，这个字眼就开始比较复杂。
How often do we use the word obedience?
我们多经常使用顺服这个字眼。
You know when I use it?
你知道我什么时候用吗？
With my three boys.
对我三个小孩。
I don't use that with my wife.
我不对我的太太说这个话。
She uses it with me.
她叫我要遵守。
In reference to Christ, of course.
当然是要顺服耶稣基督。
Obey is a hard word, isn't it?
顺服是一个挺难的字，对吗？
Parent, kids, obey.
父母、孩子，遵守，顺服。
Earlier we sang the song, first song we sang about the king, our king.
第一首赞美诗我们唱到我们的王，我们的君王。
What is the appropriate response to the king?
我们对君王有什么合宜的反应呢？
Obey.
我们要顺服他。
And sometimes when we even look at the word of God, we use language that's like applying. Apply the word of God.
那我们有时候也常常说我们要应用神的话语。
Maybe we should change it to use more biblical language to obey the word of God.
可能我们更应该说要遵守神的话语。
You see, apply means it's optional.
你想应用是可选可有可无的。
If you like it, you feel, see it fit, use it.
如果你喜欢你觉得合适那就用吧。
Obey, on the other hand, is non-negotiable.
遵守遵行、是不可以没有商量的。
We worship the king.
我们敬拜君王。
Then we must obey.
我们就必须顺服他。
And so today, I want to talk a little bit about, share with us through the word of God, what does obedience mean? How do we get obedience?
所以今天想跟大家分享顺服神是什么意思。
And one of the difficulty about obedience is when we look at the word obedience, we start thinking legalism.
但是很大的一个、疑惑点是，当我们想到顺服，就想到律法主义。
Because we see in the New Testament in the Gospel, Jesus rebuked legalism.
因为在新约中，我们看到、基督反对律法主义。
In fact, when we look at Matthew 23, you don't have to turn there. I won't go through the whole chapter.
如果我们翻到马太福音二十三章
Jesus had the harshest rebuke toward the scribes and the Pharisees for their legalism, but not for their obedience.
耶稣基督对法利赛人的律法主义，他做了很严厉的指责，但并不是说不要顺服。
The difference between legalism and obedience is this.
顺服与律法主义的区别在此。
Legalism is the way by which you're trying to earn God's love.
律法主义是你想要靠自己行的去赚取神的爱。
That if I come to church more, God's going to love me more.
我多来教会，神就会更爱我。
If I read the Bible more, God's going to love me more.
我读经更多，神就会更爱我。
It's about earning God's love. That's what legalism really is.
律法主义实际上就是想要赚取神的爱。
But obedience, as we will see, is about a responseTo God's love.
但是顺服反过来的是我们对神的爱的反应。
Because I come to church not because I need to earn God's love, it's because in response to God's great love for me, I want to come and worship this king.
我来到教会不是想要赚取神的爱，而是看到神的爱，我想要来教会赞美这位神。
You see, true obedience is always about love.
真的顺服总是关乎爱。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 6.
生命记六章四到六节
a passage that back in the Israelites, they would have taught their children to memorize from young.
所以呢在旧时候以色列人会教导孩子从小就背下来。
And Jesus repeated it later on in his early ministry.
耶稣在他早期宣教的时候又重复提到这个。
It was a command that says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your might. And then it says, and these wordsThat I command you today shall be on your heart.
经文是这样的，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的耶和华，你要全心、全性、全力爱耶和华你们的神。我今日吩咐你的这些话都要记在你的心上。
Obedience starts with loving God.
顺服始于爱神。
Obedience is not about being disciplined. Pull on my bootstrap and I know what to do. I'm going to be disciplined about it and do it to earn God's love. No.
顺服不在于、哦、我很有纪律，我一定要、尽力的去遵守神的律法，然后可以赚取神的爱。
And as if that is not enough, that the Israelites memorizes, Jesus repeated it again in a different echo of the same thing, commandments with love.
这段话再三的在圣经里被提到，基督在后面新约里再次强调。
John chapter 14, verse 15.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
Jesus says this, if you love me, you will keep, obey my commands.
耶稣说，如果你们爱我，就要遵守我的命令。
Just a couple verses down, he says, whoever has my commands and keeps them, he it is who loves me.
接下来那领受我命令并且遵守的就是爱我的。
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you next, when you think about loving God,
弟兄姐妹
sorry.
问一下，当你想到爱神，
Does obedience ever come across as one of the scorecard of your love for God?
顺服是不是也在你爱神的成绩单上呢？
Because Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commands.
因为耶稣说，如果你爱我，就要遵守我的命令。
He said, "Whoever has my word, which all of you have, and I see them on your phone or on your hard copy Bible."
所以他说，那领受我命令，我们每个人都有圣经或者是手机上的圣经。
And he said, "And keeps them."
而且并且遵守的。
He it is who loved me.
就是爱我的。
So does our love translate into obedience to God?
那么我们对神的爱是否有变成我们对神的顺服呢？
If you have your Bible with you, please turn to James chapter 1.
如果大家有圣经话，翻到雅各书第一章。
We want to take a look, what does obedience, how do we grow in obedience?
让我们学习一下如何在顺服中成长。
James chapter 1 verse 19 to 25.
雅各书第一章十九到二十五节。
Let me read it in English and then our translator can read it in Chinese.
好，我们接下来一起读。
James chapter 1 verse 19, know this. Here's James speaking to an audience who are believers. He says, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like.And the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
雅各书一章十九到二十五节，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们要知道，人人都应当快快的听，慢慢的说，慢一点动怒，因为人的愤怒并不能成全神的义。所以你们应当摆脱一切污秽和所有的邪恶，以温柔的心领受神栽种的道，这道能救你们的灵魂。你们应当做行道的人，不要单做听道的人，自己欺骗自己。因为人若只做听道的人，不做行道的人，他就像一个人对着镜子看自己本来的面貌，看过走开以后，马上就忘记自己的样子。唯有详细查看那使人自由的全备的律法，并且时常遵守的人，他不是听了就忘记，而是实行出来，就必因自己所做的蒙福。
How do we obey God?
我们如何顺服神？
The first thing that the Apostle James told us is this.
使徒雅各对我们说的第一件事是这个。
That our obedience to God begins with actively hearing His word.
我们对神的顺服始于积极的聆听他的话语。
That we can't obey if we haven't heard the word of God.
如果我们没有听到神的话语，我们如何能够顺服他呢？
That earlier, what I did not say is knowledge of God is bad.
之前我不是说对神的知识是不好的。
Knowledge of God is essential to obeying. That's the first step, though.
对神的了解和知识是很事关紧要的，但是它只是第一步。
As Christians, a lot of times we do the right thing.
作为基督徒，我们常常做正确的事。
But we don't do it because we are convicted by the Word of God.
但并不是因为我们被神的话所鼓舞。
I recently asked our church.
我最近问我的教会。
I'm going to embarrass them a little bit here. Probably embarrass myself more than them.
可能会使我们有点尴尬。
I asked the congregation, how many of you come to church consistently?
我问会众，有你们当中有多少人持续来教会？
How many of you believe that coming to church is important?
你们当中有多少人相信来教会很重要？
Everyone raise their hand.
大家都举手了。
Because if they didn't raise their hand, we'll talk to them after.
因为如果之后就要来找他们谈话了。
Then I proceed to ask them the next question. Do you know any Bible passage?
然后接下来我又问他们，你知道一些圣经的经节吗？
That calls you to come to church regularly.
那个经节叫你要常常来参加教会。
Most of the hand dropped.
大部分的人的手都放下了。
We knew that this is what we should do.
我们知道这是我们当行的。
But it was not done based on the conviction of the word of God.
但我们这样做不是因为神的话语的指示。
James tells us.
雅各告诉我们。
That in order for us to be obedient to God, we must know this. This is the imperative. Know this.
我们要对神顺服，我们要知道这个。
Know what? To be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
要知道什么呢？要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢一点动怒。
That we are too quick to hear not everyone else's voice or our own voice.
我们要快快地听，不是个人或者我们自己的声音。
That we are too quick to hear the word of God.
我们是要快快地听神的话。
Because as he continues to tell us, there, how do we hear the word of God? How do we be quick to listen?
那他接下来教导我们，我们怎么快快地听神的话呢？
Verse 21 says this, Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls.
21节提到，你们应当摆脱一切的污秽和所有的邪恶，以温柔的心领受神栽种的道。
How can we be quick to listen to God's word?
我们怎么能快快地听神的话语呢？
James tells us the first thing we need to do is turn away from sins.
雅各告诉我们第一件要做的是摆脱邪恶。
That's why it is a good habit for us before we come to the word of God to take time to confess our sins.
所以呢，来到神面前一个好的习惯就是先要认罪。
We need to clean our spiritual ears.
我们要洗净我们属灵的耳朵。
So that we can hear clearly what the word of God says.
才能够清楚地听到神的话语讲的。
As you turn away from sin, verse 21 says this, so that you can, not so that, it says, along with, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
21节接下来提到，还要以温柔的心领受神栽种的道，这道能救你们的灵魂。
He said that there is an attitude that we need to have, it is one of meekness.
这里提到我们当有的一个态度是要温柔。
You know what meekness is?
或者谦卑，你们知道这什么意思吗？
Meekness is submitting.
就是要顺服。
Coming under.
要从下面。
That we see the word of God as up here, that we are to come under the authority of God's word.
我们看神的话语在我们之上，我们要顺服在神的话语之下。
That we not just say that Jesus is king, but that in our heart, he is our king.
我们不单口中称耶稣为我们的君王，在我们的心里，我们要当他为我们的君王。
That his word cannot be good advice.
他的命令，他的话语不是好的建议。
That his word needs to be the final word of our lives.
他应该是对我们的生命有最终的权威。
And James said, as you come with that attitude of humility and submission, this implanted word of God will do something in you.
雅各提到，如果你能够以这样谦卑温柔的态度来领受神栽种的。它会做到起到这样的作用。
That the word of God in us has power to do something, he said, which is able to save your souls.
神的话语在我们的心中有这样的大能，可以救我们的灵魂。
And let me remind us, he's not speaking saving our souls in the sense of salvation.
提醒大家，这里讲到救我们的灵魂，不是讲的救恩。
Because verse 19 tells us he's speaking to believers.
因为十九节提到他是在对。弟兄姐妹信徒讲话。
So he's not saying if you just receive the word of God you will get salvation, which we know the word of God is integral to our salvation, but that's not what he's saying here.
他这里不是说领受神的道才得到救恩，我们知道那个神的道对我们的救恩很重要，但这不是这里的重点。
What he's saying here is the word of God actually does the sanctifying of our souls, cleaning up of our souls.
这里的重点是强调神的道能够在我们的成圣的道路上能够洁净我们的灵魂。
That as we come under the word of God,
当我们来到神的道之下，
as we let the word of God come inside of us,
当我们容许神的道进入我们，
that the word of God will do something to sanctify us.
神的道就会能够使我们成圣。
It echoes back to Psalm 119, verse 9 and 11.
这就让我们想到诗篇119篇9到11节。
It says, how can a young man keep his way pure?
那里提到年轻人如何能够成为圣洁呢？
It says, by living according to your word.
就是要遵行你的道生活。
He said, the psalmist said, I have hidden the word, implanted the word of God in my heart, that the reason, purpose, that I might not sin against God.
那里诗篇提到我把神的话藏在我的心里好让我不要去违背神。
Just on a side note, if you have ever read Psalm 119,
如果你读过诗篇119篇,
well, first of all, it's the longest psalm we have.
那是最长的一个诗篇。
If you read it, you know that the Psalm 119 is about the Word of God.
如果你读过，你就知道那是关于神的道。
But I want to give you a challenge this week if you want to read Psalm 119.
那这周如果你想要读诗篇119，给你一个挑战。
Read through Psalm 119 and mark every word that is a synonym to the Word of God, like statue, law.
大家读的时候呢，注意看，是对神的话语的同义词。
But then on the other side, list out what are we supposed to do with the Word of God.
然后呢，同时也注意一下，我们对神的道要有何怎么样的正确的反应。
Because in Psalm 119, for every mentioning of the Word of God, it comes with doing, living, obeying the Word of God.
因为在诗篇119篇，每当提到神的道、神的典章、律法，都讲到我们要按它来行，按它去过活。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to obey God,
弟兄姐妹们，若是你想要顺服神，
if you want to love God,
如果你想要爱神，
We must start with actively listening to God.
我们就要始于积极的聆听神的话。
I want to ask you a question.
想要问大家一个问题。
How's your listening to God going right now?
你现在有没有常常听神的话？
How often do you put yourself in a posture to receive God's word?
你有多经常以一种谦卑的态度来到神的话语面前？
Joshua 1:8 says this, that we are to do it day and night.
约书亚记一章 1:8 第八节说到
We're to meditate on it day and night.
我们要日夜思想神的话。
Is Sunday your only diet of the Word of God?
是不是只有主日才想神的话呢？
How's your regular diet from Monday through Saturday?
那你从周一到周六有没有读神的道？
I share with our church that We don't just read the Word of God regularly because that's just a discipline we need to build up.
我跟我的教会分享，我们读神的话不是说这是一个好的习惯、好的纪律。
If the implanted Word of God is able to cleanse and sanctify our soul, we can't afford not to read God's Word every day.
因为神栽种的道若是能够洗净我们的罪，能够帮助我们成圣，我们就不得不每天要读它。
In order to be quick to listen to His Word,
我们要快快地听神的话。
We all need to guard some time for it, isn't it?
我们都需要花时间在这上面。
All of us are busy.
我们每个人都很忙碌。
We have plenty to do.
我们有很多事情要做。
But if we were to obey and love our King,
但我们若要顺服和爱我们的神，
then we need a steady diet of His Word.
我们就要常常地领受这个灵粮，就是他的话语。
But I think this is, for most of us, we heard this 1,000 times in church. We should read God's Word.
对，但我想在座大部分人都听到几千遍了，我们要读神的话。
But this is where James moved on to the next thing about obedience.
那接下来雅各又提到了关于顺服的第二点。
Because he started talking about obedience to God's word requires ongoing action.
他接下来提到对神话语的顺服需要有持续的行动。
That inspiration alone of God's word in you does not lead to transformation.
当你能够听到神的话语，这不是足够的，能够带来你的完全的改变。
At the end of the worship service, we exit here, we feel inspired by the word of God, want to do better. That is not necessarily going to lead us to being transformed by God.
当我们主日听完正道，心里深受鼓舞，出去想要做得更好，但那个并不足以让我们生命有真正的改变。
Because James tells us in verse 22, he used this very first or really important word. He says, but...
在雅各书一章二十二节，他用到了很重要一个词。
He said, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves."
但是你们应当做行道的人，不要当做听道的人，自己欺骗自己。
James, you know this is the inspired word of God.
雅各书，你知道这是神所启示的。
Because James knows your heart, and more importantly, my heart.
因为雅各知道你的心，更重要知道我的心。
He knows that we can be hearers of God's word, but not doers of God's word.
他知道我们有时候会当做听到的人，而不是行道的人。
And I'm not even talking about you, I'm talking about me.
我不是在说你，我是在说自己。
That one of my biggest worries of preaching often is I can become teachers and hearers of God's word, but not the doers of God's word.
我对常常进行正道的一个担忧是，我就会作为一个讲道或者听道的人，而不是行道的人。
That I can tell you the word of God, but I don't live it out myself.
就是我会跟大家讲神的道，但我自己没有行出来。
Because James tells us we cannot just be hearers, but we need to be doers.
因为雅各提到，我们不要单做听道的人，而要做行道的人。
That your spiritual maturity, your experiencing of God is not measured by how many sermons you listen to.
你属灵的成熟啊，你对神的爱不是用你听到多少道来衡量的。
Or how great our brother Peter teaching Sunday school, how many lessons you went to his great Sunday school.
所以是像我们 Peter 弟兄做的主日学，你参加了几堂课。
Or how many Christian podcasts you listen to.
或者是在手机上听多少个关于基督教的一个 podcast.
How frequent, thank you for translating that. When you are engaged in the word of God is only the beginning, but what are you measured by your maturity is how much you actually live it.
所以呢，你听到多少的道只是开始第一步，那么但是衡量你属灵成熟度呢，是你要行道。
James gave us a very funny picture here.
雅各给了我们一个很有趣的画面。
He says, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror."
他说，人若只做听道的人，不做行道的人，就像一个对着镜子看自己本来的面貌。
And in verse 24, he says, "For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like."
二十四节说，看过走开以后，马上就忘记自己的样子。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever gone up to a mirror and looked at a face and walk away forgetting who that person is?
弟兄姐妹们有这样的经历吗？看看镜子，然后走开就忘记了。
See, the word of God is meant to be like a mirror to us.
你看神的话语是应该是作为一个借鉴，一个镜子。
I like how one commentator mentioned it, said it this way.
我喜欢一个解经家这样说。
He said, instead of thinking of reading the Bible,
我们不是要想想要读神的话语，读圣经。
We should think of it the other way, that the Bible needs to read our lives every single day.
我们应该反过来想，圣经要读我们每日的生命。
That we need to come before the mirror, the truth of what we see in that mirror, and walk away obeying what it tells us to do.
我们应该以真理的镜子来照照自己，然后我们每日要行出主的道，主的话。
I don't ever see my wife put on her makeup at a mirror.
我不常常看我的太太在对着镜子化妆。
She missed a spot.
她哪个地方没化到。
She just said, well, I just walk away as if nothing happened.
然后她不会说，哦，那这里没化到，她就走开了，无所谓。
The reason why we look at the mirror is because we want to see what needs to be fixed.
我们照镜子是要看看有没有哪里需要搞好一点。
Maybe I got spinach stuck in my teeth and my kids didn't tell me. I need to look at the mirror to look at that.
可能我有菠菜镶在我的齿间，然后我孩子没告诉我，我要照照镜子。
Here's James says, we cannot be people just look at the mirror and say, walk away pretending nothing happened.
雅各就说到，我们不可以做那个照照镜子，然后走开，马上忘记自己样子的人。
True obedience means we're going to look at the word of God, and as the word of God convicts us of where we're short of and what he called us to do, we walk away doing it.
所以呢，行道的人就是要以圣经为镜子，自己照照看看哪里有短处，有不足，然后我们就要去行出来，要做得更好。
See, obedience is done in the attitude of love toward God.
所以你看，顺服是要因着对神的爱行出来。
But it must require faith for you to live it out.
那你要有信心才能够活出来。
Most of us have read through Hebrews chapter 11.
我们都读过希伯来书十一章。
These faith giants that was listed in the scripture.
那里讲到信心的伟人。
But for most of us, a lot of times, even for me for a long time, I thought of this idea of faith as a very fluffy theological thing.
那我个人而言，常常想到，哦，有信心，信心的伟人，那是一个高高在上的一个神学的概念。
But when you look back into every one of those brothers and sisters' lives, it is about a faith of obedience.
但如果你查验那些弟兄姐妹充满信心的生活呢，其实是在顺服中有信心。
That they actually crazily actually believe in God's word.
他们是真的是那么的相信神的话。
And act upon it.
然后他们行出来。
That when God told them to go around Jericho wall.
当神叫他们要围绕耶利哥成行的时候
they actually by faith believed that this is God's word and did the very anti-military strategy that no one would ever do.
他们深深相信这是神的话语，所以他们就照着去行了。虽然说从军事来讲，这是很不可思议的举动。
That Abraham actually believed in God's word to him.
亚伯拉罕深信神的话。
To bring his son up, to offer him as a sacrifice.
要把他的儿子献上为祭。
He believed that the word of God is so true.
他相信神的话语是如此的真实。
And even at the price of sacrificing his own son, one and only, the son he wanted for so long,
甚至要让他牺牲自己唯一的独生爱子的时候，
he obeyed God.
他顺服神。
Out of love,
出于爱。
By faith,
因着信。
So brothers and sisters, as you engage the word of God, do you believe it?
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你了解神的道，你相信神的道吗？
Does your current obedience of God's word actually match the credibility of God's word in your heart?
你现在对神话语顺服的程度跟你对神对神话语真实性的信心是不是相配的呢？
Does your ongoing obedience of God's word actually display the type of faith that you have in this word?
当你对神的话语顺服的持续的行动有没有反映你对他的道的信心呢？
When was the last time you obeyed God's word?
你上一次顺服神的话是什么时候？
Like actually obey what he told you to do.
就是真的遵行顺服他叫你去做的。
One of the things we started doing in our church was encouraging our brothers and sisters to start thinking obedience as every time they engage in God's word.
我在教会鼓励弟兄姐妹所做的是每次想到顺服就要想到对神的每当他们来学习神的话语要想到如何顺服
Whether you do your devotion,
你是否每日灵修
Whether you're in a Bible study,
是否查经
Whether you're coming on Sunday listening to sermon,
或者来到主日正道
That you would ask a simple question, God, how do you want me to obey you through what you just show me?
你要问神你刚刚指示给我看的是想要我怎样来顺服你
About a year ago, I had an opportunity to meet with some African leaders, church planters in Nigeria.
一年前我有机会跟一些在尼日利亚职堂传道的非洲的弟兄姐妹交流。
And he shared with me the first time he read Genesis chapter 1.
他跟我提到在读到创世纪第一章的，他第一次读到这个的时候。
He told me after I read that.
他说我读过以后
I obeyed it.
我遵守神的话。
If you ever read Genesis chapter 1, there's not much to obey there.
你如果读过创世纪第一章的时候哪里有什么要顺服的
I thought he started being a creator.
我以为他想要来创造。
I was like, how do you obey Genesis chapter 1?
我说你怎么去遵行创世纪第一章呢
He told me.
他跟我说
I walk away that passage knowing that God is the creator of all things.
我读了那段经文，我了解到神是宇宙万物的创造者。
He created my family.
他创造了我家庭。
He created all the sheep and the horses on the farm that I own.
他创造了我的农场里的牛羊马。
I walked away reading that, believing that God is the creator, that I need to take better care of my animals.
所以呢，我读了神的话语，我知道他创造了这些动物，我就要更好的照料这些动物。
That I commit myself to be a good steward of God's creation right in my farm.
我呢就定义要在我的农场做神的好管家。
Many of us will walk right through Genesis chapter 1.
我们很多人都会就这样一下读过了创世纪一章。
And never ask God, how can I obey you as my creator?
我们呢很少会问自己主啊你是创造者你要我如何来顺服你
There's a practical thing we use at our church I'll share with you If it works for you, great If it's not, forget about it, okay?
我在教会鼓励大家用这样一个小工具
We encourage our brothers and sisters to come up with an I will statement
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹要有一个行动宣言
That in every engagement of the word of God I will do this to whom, by when
所以呢，当我们学习神的话语的时候，我们就要问问我们要在什么时候对什么人做什么事。
That it will be specific.
要很具体。
It may not be the biggest thing.
不一定要很宏大的一件事。
I told our youth maybe your your I will statement today is you need to do your homework because God entrusted you with being a good student at school.
我想对我们青少年说，可能你今天要做作业，因为神啊把你摆在学校，你要做个好学生。
That you commit yourself to obedience.
你要定义顺服神。
Not because we think we can do it on our own.
不是因为我们觉得自己可以做到。
But because the king has asked us to do something, I will commit myself to do it to my best of ability.
但因为我们的王命令我们要做某件事，我们就要决心尽力尽我们所能去做好。
And you'll be surprised.
你会被惊讶。
When you do this in every engagement of the Word of God.
当你每次学习神的话语的时候，都这样去行的话。
And in small steps, you start learning what obedience looks like.
你就会一步一步的学习到顺服是什么样。
Hebrews chapter 5 says Jesus learned obedience.
希伯来书五章说到耶稣爱。
Learn,
学顺服。
If the Son of God learned obedience here on earth,
基督是神的儿子，他在世上学习如何顺服神。
How much more do I need to learn obedience?
那么你我应该更多的要去学习如何顺服神。
So obedience starts with active hearing of God's word.
所以顺服始于积极的聆听神的话。
But obedience also not just hearing God's word, but actually doing it.
但不单是要听到，而且要行道。
Earlier, Pastor Alex said that I love sports.
之前刘长老说到我热爱运动体育。
I force my kids to love sports too.
我也强迫我的孩子要爱运动。
All three of my boys are in baseball season right now at this current moment.
现在我三个儿子都在打棒球。
I coach my youngest son and help the other two team.
我其实教练我最小儿子 的队，也帮助我大两个儿子 的队伍。
And we just had a game yesterday.
昨天我们在一个比赛。
And in the dugout, in where you know they're getting ready.
当我们在预备的时候。
These are 7-8 years old kids, okay?
这些都是七八岁的小孩。
I say, all right, boys, let's go.
我们说，孩子们，我们准备好。
When you get up to bat.Once you heard my voice, I need you to tap your helmet twice so I know that you heard me.
当你上去要到垒上的时候，你听到我说话，你要拍拍你自己的帽子两次，我才知道你听见了。
And then they said, "Yes, coach."
他说是的，教练。
And I was like, "Hey, guys, when you heard my voice instruction, what do you need to do?"
我们说，那你听到我对你们的教导，你们要怎么做呢？
They said, "We tap our helmet."
说我们拍拍我们的头盔。
I was like, "Good job."
说对，没错。
First batter, go up.
然后他们就去上垒了。
The kid standing there shaking his legs, all nervous.
然后呢，小朋友在那里腿都抖了，很紧张。
Get closer.
我说走近一点。
And then he's looking at me like this.
他就很恐慌地看着我。
Like, did you hear me?
然后我想，你听见了吗？他点点头。
And I said, what are you supposed to do?
你应该做什么呢？
This?
拍拍头盔。
Second batter goes up.
然后第二个那个，小孩上去了。
Same thing.
同样的。
Hey, come on, you like the pitch? Hit the ball out of the park.
你要把球打出去。
They look at me.
他就看看我。
Froze.
然后就待在那里。
Back to the dugout, I ask him, what are you supposed to do?
回来以后问他说你应该做什么，应该要拍拍头，
There's no more frustrating for a coach.
那对一个教练来说，没有比这个更让人觉得沮丧的。
You see, all 13 of my players said they heard what I told them to do, but they never did it out there.
这所有十三个小孩，他们说听见了我的话，但是他们一上场就忘记了。
But thank God that He is patient with us.
感谢主，他对我们何等有耐心。
He is merciful toward us.
他对我们满有怜悯。
But God calls to obey.
但是神呼召我们要顺服。
Because James tells us,
因为雅各告诉我们
obedience ultimately is a blessing to us.
最终神的话让我们顺服神的话是一个祝福。
Verse 25 says this.
25节提到
that the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
唯有详细查看那使人自由的全备的律法，并且时常遵守的人，他不是听了就忘记，而是实行出来，就必因自己所做的蒙福。
That obedience is not a yoke that God wants to put on us to weigh us down.
顺服不是神想要放在我们身上的轭，好让我们不胜其负。
That obedience to the word to free us a law of liberty.
神的对神的话语的顺服是要让我们自由，是使我们得自由的全备的律法。
That he did not mean for obedience to obey to be a drudgery in our lives.
神的心意不是要让顺服成为我们生命中的重担。
That we, by obedience, we actually would be blessed by God.
其实透过顺服，我们实际上会被神所祝福。
Now, what is the blessing he's talking about here?
他所讲的祝福是什么呢？
What we know is not about health and wealth.
我们知道不是关于健康或者财富。
Because going back to Hebrews chapter 5, when Jesus learned obedience, he says it was through suffering.
因为回到希伯来书五章，当耶稣学习顺服，是透过患难。
That in obedience Jesus suffered, crucified, and died.
因着顺服，耶稣受苦上十字架，死在十字架上。
That in obeying it does not mean that your life will be better, will be smoother.
你顺服神不意味着你的生命就会更好或者更平稳。
But what kind of blessing is James talking about here?
那雅各讲到的蒙福是什么意思呢？
We know in the book of Job,
我们在约伯记看到
a man faithful,
他是一个很有信心的人
in love and obedience to God,
他爱顺服神
lost it all,
他失去了一切
and what did he get at the end? What was the blessing he got at the end?
他最终得到的祝福是什么呢？
He had God. He had God.
他有神
I know it sounds very simple.
听起来很简单。
The blessing of Job's life is he experienced God.
约伯所蒙的福是他经历到神自己。
He had the presence of God.
他有神的同在。
Brothers and sisters, is that enough for you?
弟兄姐妹，这对你来说足够了吗？
Isn't that our salvation is about that?
我们的蒙恩得救不就是在乎这个吗？
That one day we will be with God forever.
有一天我们要永远与神同在。
In the fullest way.
以最丰盛的方式。No
tears. 最丰
盛的方
式。No sins.
不再有眼泪、哭泣和罪恶。
No impurities.
没有不完美，没有任何缺陷。
That when we obey God, when we hear His word, obey Him, we get God.
当我们听到神的话语并遵行的时候，我们所得到的是神自己。
As your theme this year is walking with God and experiencing Him daily.
今年你们的主题是每日与主同行，经历神。
And as you learn to obey Him,
当你学习如何顺服他，
you will experience His power.
你要经历他的大能。
Whatever that is and sins enslaving you, as you learn obedience to His word, it will set you free.
你也许现在在罪的辖制之下，但是你学习顺服神，他就要使你得自由。
Not only will you experience His power, you would experience His grace and mercy.
你不但要经历他的大能，还要经历他的恩典和怜悯。
Because I can guarantee you from experience that as I learn to obey God, I fail, I fall short of it.
我可以跟大家分享我个人的经历，是我学习顺服，但是我常常失败，我做得不够。
But yet it was at that weakness, the moments of weaknesses.That God's power will be made perfect in you.
但正是在我们的软弱之上，神的大能就显为完全。
But it will require us to put ourselves at the place of the altar to follow God to obey His law every single day.
但是我们要把自己摆在祭坛上，要遵行神的话语，要每一天行出他的道。
And you will experience joy.
你会经历喜乐。
You will experience joy that rises above circumstances and situations in your life.
你要你会经历那个超越你所处的环境的那样的喜乐。
Have you ever wondered how did Moses know that God was real?
你有没有想过摩西怎么知道神是真实的？
I think because he probably obeyed God and brought his people out in the edge of the Red Sea.
我想他顺服神，他带领以色列民来到红海边上。
They obeyed God in the desert that are walking and see what Peter, Brother Peter shared earlier. Clouds by night, clouds by day and fire by night.
刚才我们主席分享过在旷野中白天的云柱和晚间的火柱。
How did Abraham experience this closeness with God if not for him to be willing to sacrifice his own son?
如果亚伯拉罕没有愿意要牺牲自己的独生爱子，他如何能够经历与神这样亲密的关系？
How did David, the murderer, the one who cheated,
那大卫这个人，他是犯了谋杀罪和奸淫罪。
That wrote many beautiful songs of this intimacy with God.
这样的罪人是怎么能够写出那么多美妙的诗篇啊？描述他和神亲密的关系。
If he did not walk in obedience by faith and love toward God,
如果他不能够因着信心和爱每天与神同行，他是写不出来的。
Psalm 16:11 says this.
诗篇十六章十一节。
Says here's King David. Says you made known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand.Our pleasures forevermore.
所以在诗篇的十六
Sorry, it was not on the slide. That's why she's scrambling to find the verse.
十六章十一节说到，你必把生命的路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你的右手中有永远的福乐。
Notice where joy is found.
这里看到说，喜乐是找到有满足的喜乐。
In the presence of God.
是在神的同在中。
Not through Netflix.
不是看电视剧得到的喜乐。
Not through the phone.
不是透过手机得到的喜乐。
Not through imperfect life.
也不是因着我们不完美的生命。
Not anything on earth.
不是世上的任何一样事情。
I want to share with this last thing with you. There's a book written by Eugene Peterson by the title A Long Obedience in the Same Direction.
最后想跟大家分享这样一本书。题目叫做《恒久专一的顺服》。
It is a book that explored and took the readers on a journey through the songs of ascent in the book of Psalm.
这是一段关于我们如何读诗篇中一首上行诗的一个评论。
There's a cluster of psalms that are meant for the Israelites to memorize to sing as they journey to Jerusalem annually, yearly.
所以呢，诗篇中有几篇呢，是以色列人他们要每年去耶路撒冷朝圣的时候，他们要唱的。
This book and through these psalms are meant to be a reminder for us that we are on a lifelong journey to be close to God.
所以这本书呢，透过这个上行之诗，要提醒我们在生命的旅程中，就是要恒久专一的顺服神。
I love this title and I love this book because it illustrates something that is missing in our today's world.In our today's Christianity, oftentimes.
我特别喜欢这本书它的内容和它的题目，因为我们今天基督徒的生活中常常忽略了这一点。
A long obedience in the same direction.
是要恒久的、专一的、朝着同一个方向的顺服。
Because we live in a world that is rather to be short and not obey.
因为我们当今世界呢，是常常是讲求这种反叛，讲求这个及时的享受。
There's a lot of one-hit wonder, a lot of flash in the pan that we get excited and then we got burned out.
我们常常会有这种及时的这样的瞬息的成功，一夜的成名，然后呢，我一切都崩溃了。
But the Apostle James says in 25, hopefully we did not miss that word.
但是雅各使徒雅各说到的一个字眼，希望大家注意。
He says, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres.
他说到那详细查看使人自由全备的律法并且时常遵守恒久遵守
Perseveres.
要恒久的去遵守
Persevere means a long obedience in the same direction
那意味着就是要常常的恒久的专一的向同一个方向的旅程
And obedience doesn't look pretty day to day
每一天顺服并不是容易的
But it is what it needsFor us to experience God daily.
但是呢，是我们想要每天经历神所必须的。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your law of liberty.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你让我们得自由的律法。
Father, we confess that oftentimes we trip ourselves up and offer ourselves to be enslaved in sins.
主啊，我们在你面前认罪，我们常常成为受到罪的辖制。
Those temporary pleasure of this world often get a grip of our hearts more than your word.
这属世的、短暂的、虚无的享乐，常常会抓住我们的心，让我们忽略了你的话语。
Lord, I pray for our brothers and sisters here, and as well as myself, that daily we will come before that perfect law, that you will show us how far we're off away to be conformed to your likeness, to your son's likeness.
主啊，我为着在座的弟兄姐妹和我自己向你求，让我们能够因着你使我们得自由的全备的律法，能够每一天的来学习你的话语，来提醒我们，我们还有很多不足之处，不能够像你儿子的样式。
That we will not walk away not doing anything about it as you call us to do.
主啊，好让我们不会读过你的话语，转头就忘了，没有行出来。
Father, help us to submit to the authority of your word.
主啊，让我们能够顺服在你话语的权柄之下。
Help us to experience you daily.
帮助我们每日经历你。
Lord, we love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
Help us to obey you.
帮助我们顺服你。
Jesus, you are King.
耶稣基督，你是君王。
Lord, we are your kingdom citizen.
主啊，我们是你王国里的子民。
So humble us.
主啊，让我们谦卑。
Strengthen us.
给我们力量。
And as we obey,
当我们顺服的时候，
that this world will see that we are your disciples.
主啊，在这个世界上，我们要成为你的门徒。
Thank you for your word this morning.
我们感谢你今天赐下的话语。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。